Lecture 9, Revolution.
Hello and welcome back to our series of lectures on ancient Greek civilization. In our last lecture, in dealing with the Archaic period, we looked at the way in which, during the Archaic period, the Greek world was afflicted by a great many different tensions. And in particular, we paid attention to the response to this on the part of one state, Sparta. We saw that by a process of what I've called an internal colonization of Messenia, Sparta moved towards becoming a closed society marked by an extraordinarily rigid hierarchy and social order. The effect of this was to create, in the minds of many of the Greeks, a model example of good order, of eunomia, and of stability. We saw that, in fact, the reality was somewhat different and that it was a coercive society, and as we're going to see in a later lecture, it was rendered quite fragile by the particular path that it took and eventually would succumb to military defeat and would be eclipsed socially and culturally in the 4th century. But that's for another lecture. What I want to do today is to go back to the Archaic period but turn our focus away from the slightly anomalous position of Sparta and instead look at what was going on in the rest of the Greek world and then concentrate on the way in which Athens, the state that we know most about, responded to the tensions and the challenges of the Archaic period, particularly in the 6th century. Around Greece at this time in the 6th century, we see an increase in manufacturing, an increase in the volume of goods being produced, and in the volume of the trade of goods between states. And this, of course, leads to an increase in wealth as well. This then fueled the growth of various towns such as Athens and Corinth, but it didn't do so without problems. These changes contributed to a great deal of social upheaval and to widespread instability, so that not only did the Greek states fight wars against each other, but throughout this period were faced with strife within their communities as well. We've seen that the term for this is stasis. It refers to civil violence, factional strife, and it was rife throughout the Archaic period across Greece. In some places, it was fueled by or expressed by regional conflicts. In other places, it was more clan-based. And in many parts of Greece, this level of violence and of conflict within the states led to a seizure of power by one man, who the Greeks would call a tyrant. And we'll be speaking a little bit more about the best-known example of tyranny, Pisistratus at Athens, in another lecture. But in Athens, early in the 6th century, the population attempted to forestall just such a seizure of power and to find some way out of the crisis that was affecting them by electing one man to overhaul the existing laws and to mediate between the various groups in conflict. His name is Solon. He is often regarded as the father of the Athenian constitution. And during this lecture, I want to look more closely at the program of reform that he initiated. It's particularly interesting to deal with Solon because he was also a poet, and we know a certain amount about his program of reform thanks to his own poetry, much of which was recorded preserved for us in Aristotle's work, The Constitution of the Athenians, a 4th century treatise on Athenian history. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening in Athens in the early 6th century. Solon will be elected archon in 594, and that will be the date that we're concentrating on. Around this time in Athens, as in other parts of Greece, we begin to hear of groups of men who refer to themselves as the aristoi, the best men. And, of course, such a term, such an exclusive elite term such as aristoi, the best men, only makes sense if these people are trying to define themselves against some other much larger and, to their mind, inferior group. This will often be referred to in our sources as the demos, the people. So our sources tend to suggest that this stasis or civil conflict was in a way informed by a basic opposition between a wealthy elite and a much larger citizen body.